It's time for Lunch Hour Reviews.
You were licking me.
What?
He was licking me!
Lunch Hour Reviews.
Mad paid till he burst.
You eating Jameson!
Speeding time.
Before we jump in, a brief moment of explanation for what you're about to hear.
Yeah, we need to explain this.
We lost a bet.
Lost bad.
We lost in the Save Horror Halloween Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sort of heroes versus villains of our favorite horror movies. Yeah. It didn't especially appeal to logic. That's my excuse.
It absolutely
why we lost.
Did not appeal to logic because Dracula would have won. Whatever. I can't even go into this.
So our penalty as... prescribed by Sean, Spooky Sean,
yeah,
on Twitter,
big
Miskatonic
winner.
Musings.
I think it's also a punishment, too. Just punishment for making them watch Twilight from last time.
Yeah, I mean, even to call him a winner, like, I mean, I gave the podcast a review. That was supposed to be part of, like, your winnings.
Yeah.
But there's
no
really just losers.
Here.
No,
yeah,
there's really
no
just losers. So what you're about to hear is the sort of best of compilation of our running commentary during the movie Dick Shark. That was our penalty. We have to watch and review
and
Dick Shark.
We watched it together.
And we had to say three nice things that I completely... Yeah, there's a lot. It's not a movie. It's a porn, as it turns out.
Yeah.
And that was a fucking sneaky trick shot.
Right, exactly. So there we are, you know, watching it with the dog, my husband, whatever. We're the closest podcast in podcasting.
So for your listening pleasure, I hope we're funny. Enjoy.
Like, totally worth talking about is the IMDb synopsis that was written by...
You said the filmmaker wrote it himself. Okay.
Yeah. It says... Oh, wait. Yours is different than mine.
I thought I copied mine from IMDb.
Mine is much more grand.
Okay, then let's compare synopsis.
Okay, synopses.
C's.
You do yours.
A romantic couple get more than they expected after the husband's experiments with penis enlargement cream go awry. Wait, this is not a porn story. This is part of the description. It literally says, wait, this is not a porn story. Rather, it is an absurd science fiction movie that features a curious new species, the Dick Shark. Tagline, in this story, girls are the ones who say, don't use your teeth.
Okay, so mine is the same up to Dick Shark, but then it has this far more grand ending that says, in some ways, this story asks the same question.
We've got Murphy trouble.
Oops, sorry.
Minnie just hit me with the carrot to solve it.
Okay, wait. So it's the same up to Dick Shark, but then it has this far, far more grand ending that says, in some ways, this story asks the same questions that Mary Shelley did when she wrote Frankenstein.
You know what? My version did have that. And when I copied and pasted it, I was like, fuck you. That's ridiculous.
So I like it. I think it's so grand.
I didn't include that. Yeah.
It's
grandiose. Although I looked at the filmmaker's IMDb. Already forget. Oh, we haven't said it. Bill Zebub.
Yep.
As in Beelzebub.
Probably not the name he was born with.
Probably not his Christian name. although, great irony if it was. No. So this guy's IMDb known for is, like, they put your, you know, your the movies, there's actually an algorithm between, like, box office and rating. So they do a sort of best of, and those, they pick your four movies that are your best known movies. And Dick Shark's not in this guy's top four.
Of what he's known for?
Of what he's known for.
Well.
The other ones.
I guess this show will change that for him.
Terrible looking. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it hasn't had long enough because
it's new.
I don't know when this came out.
Hold on. We did a terrible amount of research on this particular film. Because
I think we did the
2016. It's brand new. It's time.
Oh, it came out this year.
Yeah.
Wow. This could be its first review online on a podcast.
Excellent. It is available on Amazon, which I sadly had to add to my list of things I bought. And then I'm going to be so sad for the day when some, like, viewer, you know, when sometimes someone wants to buy something on Amazon, they ask you, like, what did you think of this movie?
Oh.
And they'll be like, what did you think of it? And I'll be like, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll love it. Let's take a look. Here we go.
Okay, so we are starting. Oh, this was filmed on a video camera. We are seconds into the movie.
Uh-oh.
He's talking to the naked girl in his hotel room about his penis enlargement.
Yeah.
I guess I was in a synopsis. I'm impressed with the efficiency of it. And also, it looks like it was made with someone's family VHS.
I think it would be better on my phone, actually, the video quality.
This guy looks like an animatronic at Chuck E. Cheese. Like,
yeah.
he doesn't have fluidity in his face. Like,
no.
I don't understand. He's like a puppet.
He's a puppet man.
You know what? In the description, it said this is not a porn. This is a porn.
I'm pretty sure it is because I'm seeing her like
Whoa!
Right now.
I
think it is a porn. I'm watching it, right? And of course he's going to stand there with his... Ah! The dick shark's out.
His dick shark looks like
a water gun.
Like a plastic water gun where you would just be shooting water out of the shark's mouth. And a guy was like, that kind of looks like a dick.
She knows it looks like a shark. But she's going to put it in her mouth anyway.
That is a girthy
Murphy's
swallow.
Even getting upset.
Murphy's
she's
upset.
She's like, I can't get this into my mouth. I'm going to move you, and maybe the dick shark will close his mouth.
This is a pornography.
Well, you hear me?
I sound like you're someone's mom. This is a pornography.
Don't put your tongue in a shark's mouth, dick or not.
Okay. All right. So for this, I prepared facts about sharks.
Okay.
And facts about dicks.
You're afraid of sharks. You have a fear of sharks.
I do. I mean, I saw Jaws at an inappropriately young age.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes. Yeah, so I am very afraid of sharks.
Okay, great.
It doesn't keep me out of the ocean. You don't even go into the ocean.
Because I'm afraid of jellyfish, not because of sharks, though.
Okay.
That's a different thing.
That's one of the facts. I'm sure you are far more likely to be stung by jellyfish than you would ever be to be bit by a shark.
She has like a really great sense of humor.
They just panned up to the guy and his face was like, he looked like the Greasy Strangler old guy smiling maniacally. That was fucked up.
I mean, the thing is that why is she biting it though? Like,
it turns out she didn't know what a shark was before this.
I don't think she knew what a dick was before this. I'm also confused on him keeping his pants on like he is doing. It's going to be dick shark penetration.
Which part is that he is fully clothed, although it's making me more comfortable considering like we're watching a porn. And,
yeah.
Hey, Jackson. What's up?
Okay. Well, yeah. Just put your hand on that boob there.
This guy is like a 12-year-old. He's going to walk away
from
this.
What do I do with this dick shark?
Her boobs were
I don't
like
think that's ever the
sand.
Answer. If you can't get it in the V, don't. That's not the answer.
Oh, you think he's going for the ass immediately?
Yeah. Oh, no, I see what he's doing.
I thought it was a positioning matter. Oh, okay. Now's a good time to bring up some facts about sharks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Everybody loves a great white shark.
Okay.
Great whites can produce over 3,000 pounds of pressure in a single bite, which is almost as much as Charlie from the Charlie Bit Me video.
Oh, great. I kind of wish I was watching that instead.
Okay.
I'm watching this now.
So this is relevant just in terms of the timing. Yeah, at the moment, we're watching a guy with a dick shark poking out of his jeans.
He doesn't seem to be in the scene.
I'm sorry, robot. He's a robot.
His face is not going on.
No.
I think he just said, nope, I can't get it in there, and he walked away. Anyway, give me some more facts.
Okay, so we just talked about the eyes of my mother. This is about shark eyes.
Okay.
The structure of great white shark's retinas are similar to...
He lost his finger.
He lost a finger in his own dick shark?
Yeah.
Oh, because he gave up and tried
to
masturbate?
Should I hit pause?
Why would you hit pause?
I don't know, so that you can tell us these facts. And...
I think it's fine if the facts are directed by dick shark.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, what just happened?
The prostitute is pointing...
The prostitute pulled the gun
and shot the shark dick. Shot off the dick that this is... Okay.
I learned from Peaky Blinders, though, if you take off someone's dick and or balls, they will bleed out and die.
If you don't cauterize or whatever the...
I'm not putting
tie off. Tie off the dick.
Tie it off.
I mean, well, when it comes to the balls, it can't... gelding, like farm animals is a thing that happens all the time, it seems.
Yeah, but they tie it off. Yeah, yeah. Oh, now we're in the forest.
I like that
she didn't use literally.
Me too. I was going to say that. She didn't say literally. She said figuratively when she meant figuratively.
Nice. Now hit me with some dick facts.
Okay. We'll go back and forth, but all right. Here's a quick dick fact. You've probably heard male ducks have a corkscrew-shaped penis.
I have heard this.
Okay, so kind of because ducks, women ducks, can essentially clamp down in a literal sense and shut that shit down.
Oh, great.
Not unlike when Todd Akin said that
right.
a female body has ways to shut that whole thing down.
He was talking about ducks.
He was talking about ducks. Or his resentful wife.
Boo, bad joke.
Our metalhead is still in the woods.
He just dropped his sandwich. It's going to be dirty. Illiterally?
Oh, she burned away all the goodwill of using figuratively. And then she said illiterally.
Lady. I would guess that she's illiterate.
I think yes, she is illiterately.
I think he's reading off of cue cards behind her, and she also
right.
might be doing that.
He feels like he's on Saturday Night Live. Are we supposed to think they just had sex and that's why she's in her underwear?
I'm confused on why she's in her underwear. They're eating a sandwich.
They could have just had sex. Maybe every guy in this movie has sex through jeans still wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, maybe.
He's making a joke about Bill.
He probably is him. That probably is him. Let me look.
Oh, I assume the blonde guy with the ponytail is the director. The guy with the original Dick Stark.
Let's see.
Not for nothing, but just in terms of the framing of this shot, her head is cut off.
Yeah. It's not
this
good.
Is a camera on a tripod that they walked away from too soon.
I would never allow someone to film me.
No, she's just out of focus. Oh, okay. Autofocus kicked in.
Good.
Oh, this guy is a scientist, Mindy.
Oh.
He makes secret creams, in this case, marked penis enlargement.
Why is she not wearing clothes in this scene?
I mean, you hike your way, I'll hike mine, she'll hike hers.
How did she get here?
She's going to get Lyme disease like this. She's naked in the woods. She's literally naked in the woods. Although it makes tick checks a lot faster.
Well, figuratively, she still has her underwear on. Wait, I'm confused.
I guess this is a movie.
Wait. Okay, so she's a marksman. She just itched her stomach for
She sure
some,
did.
Some reason.
We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. We want a pitcher,
he
not
loves
a belly
hand signals. Like, I don't even need to know what he's saying.
I think
saying
that's how he's translating reading off a cue card as not reading off a cue card. Like, if I was reading off a cue card, would I wave my arms
Could
in the
I
air
move
this
my
much?
Hands like this? No, I thought about these lines. I don't know what that particular hand signal is, but...
This is entirely improvised. We are watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, practically.
This is just like a Christopher Guest film.
Hey, Mindy, did you know sharks do not have swim bladders, which is how fish stay buoyant? They instead employ lift from their pectoral fins, somewhat like an airplane.
Oh.
Not having a swim bladder means they can go to deep depths and then quickly up, very quickly without exploding. I don't know if you've seen the sharks
Makes
that
sense.
Breach the water.
Yes.
Air jaws off
air
the
jaws.
South coast of South Africa.
I did not know that, Darren. I didn't.
That was
now,
a whole lot of information.
It's like Bam. This movie. She's still itching her stomach. It must be very itchy.
She has ticks on her. She has Lyme disease already.
Getting all those ticks off. I think he's describing that with his hand.
Murphy just
even
made
hates
the funniest
this movie.
Noise. He doesn't like all the TikTok. I don't know who this tick
How
is.
How did Sean know about this, though? At the same time, to be able to suggest this movie to us means that Sean knew about this.
That's a really good point. Where the hell did this come up on his radar? He knows somebody in this movie.
Probably.
He knows somebody in this movie. I'm calling it. Okay. Dick facts.
Okay. Hit me.
Some mammals, including some cats and dogs, have an actual bone in their penis. I don't know. Did you guys ever watch Tusk, the last Kevin
yes.
Smith horror movie? Dude has a walrus dick bone on like a samurai
yes.
sword holding... yeah, holder, whatever.
So maybe Dick Shark is... Well, no, because Dick Shark would be made out of...
muscle.
Nose. Aren't sharks made out of that kind of cartilage?
Oh, right. Sharks don't actually have bones. I that's not on my list, but I concur. To a guy cupping... Oh, because he made the joke earlier about how it would be really pathetic of him to pay or make a movie in order to feel breasts
right.
like this sad director.
Right. I think this might be the guy. She's at least pretty fit. I would say that she's fit.
Oh, more so than the last girl?
Yeah, maybe she might not itch her stomach so much.
She's very tattooed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at essentially a suicide girl.
Probably.
Who doesn't mind this middle age? She is tiny. She is like below his chin when he stands up straight. And is he going to punch her in the chest?
Oh, no, I thought he was going to slap her really hard in the boobs, but I was...
He was positioning himself to like Hadouken. He was going to do that into her belly.
Those tattoos are definitely covering up a C-section scar.
That's very funny. He's back on SNL. He's reading off the cue cards.
Yeah. Now he's just looking at the camera.
He looked right at the camera.
I feel like you like this movie a little too much, Jackson. Because like you don't even have a microphone. You're just like yelling and interjecting yourself into the show right now. Oh, now he's talking into it like a microphone.
All right. That made me very uncomfortable because his tongue was very close to that boob.
I love how everyone stands with their hands on their hips. It's like Kingdom Hearts or something. Everyone's standing around with their hands on their hips.
This stopped being about the dick shark a while ago.
Well, because he's just touching the boobs while he's giving us the story. It's like when people read the phone book naked.
What?
Is that a thing? I don't know. I made that up.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, nude news. Thank you. Is he trying to turn her on, though, or just telling her a story while he's
touching her? How much concern does he show for her enjoyment?
Well, it shows a lot of concern for the fucking cue cards that are off the screen. Her hair color is beautiful. We could say that.
All right. Now this is just a girl taking a bath. They didn't even afford her bubble bath. You could at least, like, do a gag where you couldn't see the shark come out of the...
Yeah, because how is he going to come out of a drain? That dick shark can't fit through that tiny drain. Oh, like a mouse. Like he can go under a door.
Last night on the PATH train back, I saw mice on the PATH train bottom on the floor. And I was like, that's what living in New York has done to me. That I've seen so many rats in that scenario that seeing like little mice, it was like a fucking Disney movie.
Of course, they're adorable.
This is a bath scene. Sean, like, you dick. This is a pornography film. This isn't a movie.
You sound like such a nerd. This is a pornography film.
I said it again.
Goddamn pornography.
I'm my
pornography.
Own mother right now. Okay. Cat penises have spines or barbs made of keratin like hair to scrape out competing sperm. Thought their tongues were rough. I got dad jokes for days.
Dad jokes and dick. Oh my God. Underwater camera.
The dick shark made it out.
This is like that Ricky Lake birth movie. The dick shark got her.
Oh. You know what? Technically.
I think she likes it.
Also,
I don't know if she does.
Also, Sean, technically, this isn't horror. This is described as a sci-fi comedy.
Well, to be fair, I made them watch Twilight.
You did.
This is all payback for Twilight.
I'll take this over Twilight.
Oh,
that's funny. The tail actually no longer looks like a severed penis. It looks like a shark.
It's becoming shark. Less dick, more shark. Oh, no. Then dick shark got away again.
All right, real quick. Mindy.
Yes.
Rhinoceros. If you had to guess the length of a rhinoceros dick, how big would you say?
Well, they're bulky fucking creatures. So length, probably.
Take your time.
19 inches.
There's just a lady in a bikini.
19 inches.
On the thing.
Do I have to do it in metric? Because I don't understand metric.
No, it's not. Feet, the king's measurement is fine.
Okay.
rhinoceros, relatively close. Two foot long.
Oh,
rhinoceros.
I was going to guess that.
That's huge.
Well, they're very bulky and it's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
They can't get like skin to skin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of like that swimsuit though.
Really?
Well, I mean, I would put, oh God,
dick
there's a dick shark in
the water.
Oh my God.
You like that bathing suit? That's hilarious. She looks like she's wearing the Ultimate Warrior's armbands.
I like it.
Jackson
likes
that.
Oh, God, where's her bottoms? Oh, she's getting attacked.
Oh, Dick Shark's on the hunt.
Oh, no.
And now this is someone else's band.
Is that a tattoo or a bruise on her arms.
That's going to be... I want that on the cover of this DVD. Is that a tattoo or a bruise?
I just need to know what I'm looking at here.
From the Rance.
Oh my God, I would love that if that was on a DVD. Oh, what? You tricked me. I'm going to splash you in the face. Also, don't
He's
make that handsome.
Motioning
in front of
to her what I did to you in the water. I sexually assaulted you with my hands.
No, I wanted a montage of the shark wearing a goddamn hat or something. Also, that's a tattoo. That's a tattoo.
Yeah. You want to guess what the literal term for a whale dick is?
Literal term for a whale dick.
It's already a word you know.
I don't know. I can't even guess.
A dork.
Oh, excellent. Great.
Way to go, whale dick. Although one should be envious, as whales have giant dicks.
I'm sure.
10 foot long if it was an inch.
Wow.
That's a 10 foot dick, ladies and gentlemen.
That's big. I love whales, though.
I think so. The blue whale is the biggest and probably the most rare dick on Earth. There are very few blue whales.
I
think they were thought extinct at one point.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were like one of those, like an elephant, you know, where they like try and like grind it up and make medicine out of it.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. There are 100 shark attacks every year, and only 10 of those result in a human death, typically.
10 deaths a year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot, kind of, though. That's like as much as falling in the Grand Canyon.
For 7 billion people, I don't think that's very much. I mean, you're still more likely to be killed by a white supremacist or prescription medicine.
Yeah, that's true.
The biggest fish in the ocean
mm-hmm.
is a shark, but it's a vegetarian. The couple biggest fish
are
whale sharks.
I see, yeah. I see. I was like, no sharks eat people. Everyone knows that, Darren. Don't be stupid. Push your vegetarian agenda on me.
Don't push your vegetarian agenda on my food chain.
I know sharks eat people.
Known as filter feeders, rather. They eat plankton, so tiny crustaceans. And also in that category is the basking shark and the megamouth shark.
Oh, I like him.
That it's a very rare thing that lives at a very low depth. The megamouth shark. I looked it up, and there's a photograph. It is a real
mouth
thing.
Big? I like that goblin shark.
It's actually
He's
the smallest,
cool.
I think. Goblin shark looks like a nightmare 24/7.
Right, and when his mouth like pops out of his face, it's very cool. That's my kind of shark. I wish that dick shark was like that, and then it was sort of like alien. Like it was like a xenomorph, you know? And so then it had a little dick shark in his mouth. And then one had a hat.
That'd be pretty.
All I want is a fucking dick shark with a hat on.
Is it too much to ask for a shark wearing a hat?
Or even like a little collar. I mean, but that's like asking. I know that's asking too much to make like wear a little collar. But a hat, you know, jazz this shit up.
They also made out. I was hoping we could just talk through the makeout, but he just.
He's gonna help her get undressed.
Oh no, lady!
Don't let him touch you.
There's no self-respect down that path.
This is like skeezing me out. Like I feel really bad for her. Like she was fine when she was just standing there talking, or just like shimmying, and it was like great. But now, like
she's really uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, and that's what makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, he's going to make out with her. That's what all the brushing the hair aside is. Here it comes. You know what? More afraid of him than the dick shark.
Yeah. Also, where did that dick shark run off to?
It's as if this movie exists because this guy bought a camera and someone brought to his attention. He's like, dude, you know your camera does slow motion? He's like, my camera does slow motion? Get the fuck out of here.
He's like,
that
also,
makes
I have
things
one of those
look awesome.
Old creepy crawly sets and we can make a silicone shark.
I baked it in the oven.
Well, honestly, there's probably only one. Oh, my God, it's a spider.
That was a
dick shark spider. He talked about that before.
He talked about a dick shark spider?
Where was I?
You were here.
I think I would recall this.
We were talking.
He was talking about...
I was sharing a dick fact. Oh, all right.
Oh,
well,
no.
That spider seems to be out of the picture already.
Oh, no. She's going to get raped by a giant spider, I think, you guys.
This is...
She's not pierced.
Got
She's
more
like
and more in
one.
Common with a rape zombie. That was a Japanese movie, right? I'm just thinking
yes.
This is like a variation of tentacle porn, but
in real time.
Yeah, but they're like these little spider arms.
That's a nice ring she's got on.
I like her jewelry. It's actually really nice. She's getting raped by a spider. This is like that, you know, you like, oh, how many spiders do you eat? Like, how many spiders, like, end up in your vagina when you're asleep? How many giant spiders?
Did you know your vagina eats 2 spiders a year? Like, it's...
Oh, no.
That reminds me of a shark fact.
Oh, great.
This is a long spider rape, and I'm going to take this opportunity. All right.
Tell me about it. Oh,
this is what we've been building up to. Sharks have 2 dicks. Sharks have 2 dicks, people.
Wow.
They're actually called claspers. Okay, so they don't exactly work like people dicks.
Oh, he killed her, by the way.
The spider killed her and ran away? That was...
Yeah. Anyway, tell me about these double-dick sharks.
All right. So sharks have 2 claspers. They're dick-like. They use claspers to channel semen into the female's cloaca during mating, which is also a reminder that shark women, are actually a lot like birds and having a cloaca, which is just one exit hole, one entry hole, one baby hole. It's all one hole.
Everything.
And so sharks do lay eggs, but they lay them internally. You know what? There's one more gross thing about the clasper, the shark double dick. Okay, so the clasper is then inserted into the cloaca where it opens like an umbrella to anchor its position.
Much like the cat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because a lot of nature is based on rape, they almost give them like implements to make it effective. That's really gross to think, but I mean, that's every National Geographic special. Yeah. The woman looks uninterested.
It's true.
Okay, so once inside the cloaca, the siphon then begins to contract, expelling water and sperm. Sexy.
Wow.
So yeah, so curiously, although male sharks have 2 claspers, they only use 1 at a time, so they never get the shocker treatment.
Oh, that's good. Fair enough. Well, if there's only 1 hole, everything's a sharker, really. Oh my God, like I hate him. Like I hate him so much.
Yeah.
Like at first I was having like fun and now I'm starting to hate Sean a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been saying that.
Yeah. But like I was like, that's okay. I can watch terrible films, but I hate this man in particular. This is the writer director of BT Dubs.
Yeah. Do we think he's independently wealthy? Like this is made
like
on
that,
weekends?
The room guy.
You think, but this is a camera. This is a tripod. This is a stripper who got talked into some bummer stuff. It does have a pretty shreddy guitar solo that
like a shitty
started
one.
Out the song.
Did you just say sharted out the song?
I might as well have.
Oh, that reminds me. When I was searching for this to buy this piece of shit, I thought I was like typing it slowly and I was like Dick Shark, but then I thought like, what if it was Dick Shart? And then I think, oh, now her underwear's back, by the way. Then I was thinking, like, how much better of a movie this might be if it was Dick Shart.
Dick Shart. I would have preferred
I would have. That would have been a dick pooping.
A poopy dick would have been funnier than Dick Shark.
What is he doing?
Dick Sharted, man. Like, that's like almost like a, it sounds like a party foul. It's like, you Dick Sharted. All right, so that was Dick Shark.
That was
technically a movie.
Here's the thing. I watch bad movies, you know, and I feel sort of like I did this to myself in saying like, ha, 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 Sean, you can't get me because I like bad movies. And I, you know what? This was really terrible. I got actually very angry at the end.
What's the line from Boogie Nights? He made us look like assholes right now.
We have to say 3 nice things about this film.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
Yeah. Let me think of one. Hold on.
Oh.
All right.
I will say
that girl's hair was really pretty at the beginning.
Her hair was very pretty. There were some very good tattoos.
Yes.
I enjoyed seeing out of the blue a Mythbusters tattoo.
The tattoos were nice and
Adam
the hair
Savage
was pretty.
Was about 5.5 inches away from vagina.
Yeah.
He should know. He's got fans out there.
So, wait. So pretty hair, pretty tattoos.
Yeah. I was impressed that girl spent some time in the gym. Good for her.
Yeah, she was fit. And that one girl memorized her lines.
Good t-shirt. She did. Yeah, there was an actress. But okay, so this guy, while a monstrous man, like war crime bad man.
Right, hate you.
This guy does have some pretty cool metal t-shirts.
Yeah.
At least the first couple I liked.
So yeah, Dick Shark.
Fuck you, Sean.
Fuck you.